In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, chime time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
Yeah. Hi. Woo.
Hi, how are you?
More football.
Football.
More football. More football.
More of the footballs. All of the footballs.
No one else is willing to say it, so I'm going to say it. I think the Bruins are good. Oh. I think the Bruins are good.
Really? That's interesting. That's an interesting way to think about it. They were down 2-0 yesterday, ended up winning 3-2. It's two straight games they didn't have a lead in at any point in time. It's pretty impressive. It's nice.
Is 12-0 to start your season at home good?
I would say it's pretty good. I don't know. I think it might be a record or something like that, but I'm not 100% sure.
I think I saw McLaughlin tweet this out right as I dropped my picks. I think he said it's first team ever to do that.
That is, in fact, the truth. The Bruins are the first team ever to start the season 12-0 at home.
Pretty ridiculous, buddy. Pretty
insane.
Ridiculous.
Insane.
Do they play today? I should know this.
No, they do not play again until Tuesday, I believe, where they host the Tampa Bay Lightning, I believe.
I wanted a Prince of Pucks pick today.
Yeah, no Prince of Pucks pick today. I am all football today.
I got two college football picks real quick before we get to the NFL stuff. Our guy, Bama Brad, was 2-0 in his picks on Thanksgiving. He likes Texas A&M plus 10 today and Miami plus 7. So two more
Texas
dogs.
Texas A&M, Miami plus 7. Okay,
I'm into that. Is on the year 19-12. 18 of the 19 are underdog winners. 12 of the 19 are outright dog winners. So
wow. I also, in a completely irrelevant topic, I love France today, minus 120 against Denmark. So there you go.
in response to that, I've watched like probably 0 minutes of World Cup. And I'm fine because you like it. Like, you like soccer anyway.
I love soccer, yeah.
It's the Colin Cowherds of the world who are like, I didn't like that late game sub. Substitution for team. I saw Curtis retweet that. I'm like, you don't know what the late game subs
Kaepernick
were for Team
knows
USA.
Nothing. Kaepernick. Cowherd knows nothing.
Do we need a win against Iran to advance or a tie?
So as of right now, it depends what happens with Wales. As long as Wales loses to England, you can win or tie against Iran and you're in. Because Wales will only have 1 point. So, Iran has 3. Yeah. So you need a win against Iran at this point. I'm pretty sure my math is correct. You need a win against Iran. Beat Iran and you're in.
As the World Cup expert on the show, you should probably know that.
Yeah. I don't, for some reason, the table is escaping me. I'll pull it up, but,
listen, just have it for Monday morning. We tape. I want what I need Tuesday when I'm betting.
Gotcha.
I'm 1-0 betting World Cup. I said draw in the first game against Wales. We got it. Yep. I just bet draws every day.
Iran beat Wales, you have to beat Iran. So win over Iran and you're in. That's it. That's simple.
I believe that we can win.
I believe that we will win.
All our bets this weekend.
Yes, let's do it.
Maybe. All right.
Let's do it.
I got NFL picks and I have 3 props available and 1 we're waiting on. So okay, I got some ideas here, Shime.
Nice. I got like 6 props this week, so I'm good.
I think we both went 1-1-1 last week.
That is correct, but you
hit
the higher game.
I get to go first. Yes.
Yes.
Bryce still gets to go first, correct?
Yep, that is correct.
All right. On the year, do you have updated records? I should have done this.
My bad. Sure do. Our records currently, I am 17-14-2. You nice. Are 18-11-4. So you're still up like three games on me there.
Okay. I will take it. And I'll start with one of the ugliest games on the board. I want Denver. I want to lay the point at Carolina. It's an ugly game. What do we have for a total, Shime, in this game?
The total in this game is still 36.
Okay. So if it gets to 35, it's the lowest total in the last decade in the NFL. Lowest total in the last decade in the NFL.
That's wild.
Boys, you got to back off a little bit, please. I'm talking to Chris Scheim on the internet. We're live. Okay? Do you have any picks for the weekend? Go write down your picks. Bring them down in a half an hour. You like Carolina? It's a terrible pick. You can go for a walk now. Go outside with your brother. He likes Carolina. I'm going to be on the ugly Denver Broncos. So Sam Darnold is starting. The Sam Darnold experience is back in our lives. He is 18-30-1 lifetime as a starter against the spread. That is 106 out of 109 quarterbacks qualifies in 2019.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold stinks. I know Denver stinks. Their offense stinks. I get it. But so does Carolina's 30th DVOA offense. Denver is number 5 overall. They turned the play calling duties to Clint Kubiak, another Kubiak kid.
Yep.
Play calling last week. And they're actually better. Russell Wilson
Much
had
better.
His highest percentage of completions all year at 71%. They don't have to be great against Carolina. They just don't. They don't have to be. Now, there's no tank for Denver either. I've seen it in some places where I guess people they forgot that they traded multiple first-round picks to Seattle for Russell Wilson. They don't have any first-round picks in this game next year. So they don't want to tank. So Denver's going to keep playing. Russell Wilson against the spread on the East Coast is 23-13-2 in his career. And teams going west to east, Sean. I thought this was interesting as a final piece of this. Since 2019, they win 68% of their games against the spread. This year, teams going Pacific time zone or Mountain time zone east are 6-2-1 against the spread. So it's worked out pretty well for them. I'm going to be an ugly game here, laying the point, Denver at Carolina. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, that's an ugly game. I'm going to stay away from that game. I do have a prop in that game, however, that might tie into your pick. But that's where I stand right now. My first game, I'm going to go with Baltimore and Jacksonville. I'm going to take the under 43.5. Ultimately, the Baltimore defense has kind of been unlocked with the acquisition of Roquan Smith.
Oh, yeah.
He has allowed Patrick Queen to do what Patrick Queen does well, and they're not asking more of him anymore. And Roquan understands this defense. He understands how the defense wants to play. And with that, they are dominating in games, and Jacksonville has struggled anyways throughout this season. So I expect them to struggle against Baltimore, especially running the football, which is what they want to do with Travis Etienne. And then on top of that, Lamar Jackson hasn't been great. As much as we want him to be, MVP tickets. We need him to be great. I haven't seen it come together in a few weeks. And so I'm going to take the under here. I don't expect Baltimore to score a lot of points. I don't expect Jacksonville to score many points at all. So this would be a low scoring affair for me. I'm going to go under 43.5.
I think one thing that might unlock Lamar, and I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for your bet, but I'm rooting for Lamar to have a big game here to get himself. He's like 35-1 now.
Yeah.
To win the MVP. It feels like Mahomes to lose. We'll get to Mahomes coming up in some of the prop bets here. And it sounds like Andrews is finally healthy, which should help him.
Absolutely.
I think Andrew's the guy in Daily Fantasy this week. He's going to be not massively owned and has as big of upside as anybody at tight end, not named Travis Kelce. So I'm with you, two weird offenses. I'd probably lean your way, but in my heart, I'm still rooting for Lamar to give us a little bit of love here at the end of the year.
Maybe Lamar. A little 24-9 victory for Lamar. We hit the under. Lamar has a great day.
Two touchdowns passing, one rushing, 100 yards. Yeah. That will be.
That's a good day for everybody.
Chef's kiss. So you want the under in Jacksonville, Baltimore. I'm going to stick with another side for my second pick here. Give me the Buccaneers laying 3.5 off the bye against the Cleveland Browns. From a football standpoint, Cleveland 31st defensively, DVOA. They lost their second cornerback, so they're down to their third and fourth string cornerbacks trying to defend what is the healthiest Bucs team they've had all year. Mike Evans healthy, Chris Godwin healthy, and people are going to make a big deal about Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette, if you watch them play and look at the advanced metrics, he's been bad.
Rashad White might just be better.
I agree. And Rashad White was a receiving back in college. Yep. He should be able to play all three downs in this game now. Keyshawn Vaughn might play. Who's the other guy? Gio Bernard may get activated for this game. So there's maybe not all the rushes for Rashad White. And it's a big one of these weeks where backup running backs are in all new spots. Rashad White, Jeff Wilson, guys due to injury are really going to have some opportunities. But I think off the bye, I want to bet Brady. 8 days or more in Tampa. He He's 8-3-1 against the spread since he got there.
Wow.
I think Rashard White is an upgrade. And from a non-football standpoint, Shime, weird week for Cleveland. Cleveland's got their last week here with Brissett.
Yep.
Watson's been practicing, and now he's back next week. They want the coordinator to get fired defensively. There's some weird stuff going on there. So this is an easy bet for me. I like Tampa laying the points, and I really like the Tampa team total over 22.5, 23, wherever it is right now. They're going to – and the weather's not great. They're still going to score points, but Tampa minus 3.5 is my big play here.
Yeah, I like it. I think Tom Brady needs to win this game. He needs to win the division.
Oh, yeah.
And so 3.5 doesn't feel like quite big enough a number with how bad the Cleveland defense has been. So I get it. My next pick, I was originally going to take Miami and lay the 14 here. I'm a masochist, and I was prepared to be backdoor covered. And then I decided, you know what? I don't want to be backdoor. I won money at the casino last night. I learned to walk away from the roulette table when you're up money. So you know what? I'm going to learn to walk away from backdoor covers.
What casino? Back up. Where were you playing?
I was at Encore last night.
Oh, how about that? Good for you, buddy.
Yeah. Girlfriend's family loves the casino, so we shot down there for a little bit and ended up being up $100 at roulette, and I walked away. And I walked away a happy man.
Did you guys eat there or just go there to gamble?
We just go there to gamble. We went over to Assembly Row to have a bite to eat first and then popped over to Encore.
So. Places. I mean, it's you grew
it's
up around
so
here.
So clean. Oh, yeah. I got to tell you, this is not a plug for Encore by any means, but it was my first time being there. And after having been in all those Vegas casinos where it was smelt like smoke and was just dirty and loud, Encore, chef's kiss. It was excellent.
And you won money. How'd the parents, how'd the future in-laws do?
Her father won a little bit of money as well.
Yeah.
His fiance did not win any money. She was down 100 real quick, and my girlfriend lost like $40. So she's doing.
What do they play?
She plays slots. He plays a little bit of everything. He likes roulette. He likes slots. He mixes it up. He bounces around to all different machines, and then my girlfriend and I, we just sit at the roulette table for like hours.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Is there I'm going to go off track for a second.
Yep.
Is there a strategy when you're playing?
Yeah,
or playing?
So we play at like the Dynasty area. So it's like, it's an actual person spinning the roulette, but you playing at a computer screen. So it's
a bunch of consoles all lined up and then one big table in front. You guys are all, okay, yep. Guy, don't show
and,
me.
And so I play a lot of splits and individual numbers.
What does splits mean?
So like you could play it on the line of like 26 black and 29 black.
Gotcha. Okay, I play there. The two numbers and
yeah. And so like I always play the split on 6-9 and 9-12. So when red 9 hits, I hit big generally every time. And then I sprinkle in. I have a few numbers that I really like that I'll sprinkle in throughout the day as well.
Oh, I'm committing to a roulette trip with you. No, I mean I like Encore. I prefer Mohegan Sun. And I we have some friends down there, so
we can head to the FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yes,
have a time.
We'll make it happen. Live podcast is happening this year. It might not be sponsored by the radio station, but you and I will be there doing live.
Unsanctioned.
All right. So there's
as I said, backed out of Miami, laying the 14 points. Couldn't do it. I decided early this morning, you know what? I'm not going to put myself through that. Instead, I'm going to take the Chargers laying 2.5 points at the Arizona Cardinals.
Yep.
Keenan Allen being back for this offense means the world for Justin Herbert. They look completely different. They look better. It also allows Eckler to be a little bit more free in running the football and not having to be relied on so much in the receiving game.
Yep.
So I love, as you mentioned many times, Arizona – horrible against tight ends. Could be a big Gerald Everett week as well this
sure
week.
Could be.
So
sure
I could love be, the Chargers laying less than a field goal at the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, it's a fun game. We talked about this last night on Mud at Night. Great spot. The people in Twitch loved when Chime comes on.
Yes.
They love the chemistry. Of course they do. We talk every day.
We're the best.
I liked the over, but it didn't make my top three because now I'm worried about Arizona keeping pace.
Yeah.
That Rondell Moore is not going to play. Greg Dortch might not play.
Correct.
Marquise Brown is going to return but be hobbled. So I just know Zach Ertz, Trey McBride.
Injuries for Arizona, and it just makes me like the Chargers more, and the numbers come off of 3 down to 2.5, which I'm into.
I like that too. My third pick I made this morning, it's definitely my third pick for a reason. So I don't love this pick, but the rest of the board, it felt the best to me. I'm addicted to betting against Atlanta. I like to bet on the Minnesota Vikings, Shime, and I want to bet against the Atlanta Falcons. Give me the Commanders laying 4 at home against the Falcons. Guess who's back? Chase Young's back. Chase Young's back up front for Washington this week. He is going to wreak havoc on a mediocre Atlanta offensive line. Marcus Mariota, you get this dude outside, and he stinks. For his career, okay, oh, I'm sorry. The last 20 years, this stat floored me. Thank you, Action Network. He is 25-34-2 against the spread outside. He's 253rd out of 258 quarterbacks last 20 years in his ROI ATS outdoor games. I knew it was an issue for him. I didn't know it was that bad. But the football stuff makes sense here. DVOA defensively, Commanders are second against the run. That's all Atlanta wants to do.
It's 100% like agree.
They're afraid to throw. Their best weapon, Kyle Pitts, is done for the year. So they're down their best offensive player, relying on Drake London and Zacharias and all these other guys you've never heard of before. Falcons on the road, shine this year, 32nd overall team DVOA in the NFL. Again, courtesy of the Action Network. Four is a weird number, not a great number. Wish I had it at three. I will lay the four in a game that could get out of hand because Washington's still in the mix for that playoff spot. And Atlanta says they're not tanking, but they're 5-6. The Bucs are going to win the division. They're not a playoff team. Pitt's now done for the year. You can't convince me that at some point Arthur Smith isn't like, guys, we're 15th right now in draft pick order. We got to be better. We need a quarterback. Let's lose some games. This could be it on the road outside. Kind of a crappy weather day in Washington. I'm laying the four with the Commanders.
I think there's a chance.
Again, I'm laying the four.
I think there's a chance you see Desmond Ridder in this game.
Oh, they did draft him, right? The kid from Cincinnati?
Yes, they drafted Desmond Ridder. In my opinion, he was the best like plug-and-play quarterback from this draft. Like, he was the most NFL-ready. And I think there's a chance
you see him in this game. More than Mac Jones?
This past draft.
Sorry.
All good.
I get your Mac Jones hate just overrides me when you talk about other quarterbacks.
All good. No worries. But no, so I felt like Ridder was the most plug and play from this past draft. Yeah. And so I think there's a chance you see him because ultimately I immediately went to this game to try and look for good unders on rushing yards to bet against the Atlanta Falcons. They just don't have many listed. It's really just Cordero Patterson at 48.5, which I don't love. But they're not going to be able to run the football effectively, which, like you said, is exactly what they want to do. They're going to be forced to throw. I think you're going to get a couple Mariota turnovers in this game. And you could see Desmond Ridder in the second half of this football game.
And I'm firing up this Commanders defense in Daily Fantasy this week. And if you need a streamer and they happen to be out there in regular fantasy, if you're playing home league still alive, I would not be afraid to play them against this Atlanta offense that is going backwards now. Without Kyle Pitts. Third pick for you, Krishan.
Yeah, my third and final pick. I am going to take the over 43 in San Francisco, New Orleans. We saw San Francisco dominate Arizona last week. I kind of expect a similar production from them again this week. San Francisco is awesome. They're at home. 9 was just too big of a number. I kind of wanted to lay it. It's weird. I was attracted to all the massive numbers this week, like Miami minus 14, the Chiefs minus 15.5, San Francisco minus 9. Luckily, I'm telling myself to stay away. I don't want to get backdoor covered again for the third week in a row. So I'm just going to take the over 43. You saw them score 38 on Arizona last week. There's a good chance they do that again. New Orleans is bound for a cheap touchdown or two in this game. So I'm going to take the over 43 San Francisco, New Orleans.
The betting is a little bit lighter right now than it usually is, Sean. I think a lot of people played on Thursday, and they sort of forgot there's an entire whole other day of football on Sunday.
Yeah, definitely.
So the volume of this is down, but the Action Network has the game. Actually, let me refresh this. Maybe there's more now. Your game right now is the third most bet total. It's spread. Hold on. Let me fix this again. Is the third most bet total of the week. So right now, 99% of the money is on the Chargers-Cardinals over. Which is what I was looking at. Now I'm happy I didn't because that's super public. Raiders Seahawks over 95% of the money, Shine. And then Saints 49ers, 93% of the money, 80% of the bets over 43. So you are with the crowd on this. San Fran's going to put up crazy points.
Exactly.
Can the Saints hang offensively? Can they do enough to hang on the road at San Francisco?
See, I don't even need them to hang. I need them to just put up 10 or 14 points. Like in my head, San Francisco's probably going to have 30 here. So I just need a couple touchdowns out of Andy Dalton and crew, and we're golden. And I think they are capable enough of doing that.
I don't want to talk you off your bet, but what's the Niners team total?
Well, we don't do team totals for our picks every week, so I can't change it to that.
We were doing that, but we changed that. We do sides and totals now. I'm just kidding.
Correct.
So you can't do that anyway. I'm just kidding. Would you play that rather than play the
over? I would rather play the San Francisco team total over of 26.5.
Okay, I was curious where it was. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So for me, my three picks, we get to props here. Shime, Denver land the point at Carolina. Bucks at Cleveland, -3.5, and Commanders home. 4-point favorites against the Falcons.
Yeah, and I got under 43.5 Baltimore, Jacksonville. The Chargers laying 2.5 at Arizona, and over 43 San Francisco, New Orleans.
All right, you mentioned a prop that I want to bet, but it's not available yet. Gerald Everett over receiving yards. I'm guessing you feel pretty similar.
Yes, I do.
I mean, it's just the yardage given up by Arizona is just asinine.
It's stupid.
It's just crazy. And it's you want to funnel your tight ends against the Arizona defense, Seattle defense, even this Charger defense. 78.4 yards per game allowed to tight ends. They get carved up. Everett's healthy, not on the final injury report. We are going to go with Gerald Everett, assuming that number is anywhere south of like 51, 52 yards, at least at the open. I hope I get the good number. They're going to put a big number up, but if we can get 45, 46 at tight end over Gerald Everett receiving yards, my feeling is you feel the same way.
Yes, I completely agree with you. I want Gerald Everett receiving yards when it does come out.
All right, you go ahead next.
So I'm going to go to the Miami game because I have actually a few in this game. Like I said, yep. I wanted to bet Miami, lay the 4 team. Instead, I'm just going to play a bunch of props in this game. Yep. No Raheem Mostert. Give me Jeff Wilson over 80.5 yards. I will play that all day, every day. They are going to run all over the Texans. There's one thing you do right now when betting props, bet rushing overs against the Texans. It's that simple. It's like a gospel right now. You're going to hit just about every single week because guys are just absolutely dominating the Texans in the run game. So I love Wilson over 80.5. I also love a Wilson anytime touchdown, but it's weighted way too high. So
what's the number?
-220. So yeah. The only way you're going to play that same is game parlay, but I just wanted to mention it while we're there. Yep. And then I also love Jaylen Waddle over 5.5 catches in this game. That's at plus money right now. I believe it's +110. Actually, it's down to -105. But even still, -105 over 5.5 catches for Jaylen Waddle. I think there's a good chance Waddle goes like 7 for 100 in this game or 7 for 90. I love Jaylen Waddle every single week. And then on top of that, the Miami team total. I want the over 30.5. There's a good chance Miami puts up a 40 burger on this team. So they are going to come out and they are going to light it up. Miami is just in a zone right now. McDaniel is calling an excellent offense.
Yep.
I want to just keep investing in them as much as I can right now.
My only question is going to be if they're up by so much, is it just a strict Jeff Wilson and backup running backs game? Do they not have to throw to Waddle? On paper, it's an awesome spot, but the blowout potential would scare me off the receivers. Wilson, I know they can't make that much higher, but that 80 number is very fair for a guy who's going to see a lot of touches for that Miami. If Mostert doesn't 100%. Play, he's going to see, 85-90% of the touches?
Oh, easily.
All right, I have two in the same game. It's Chiefs and Rams, which has gotten out of hand from a line standpoint.
I have one in this game as well, so this is good.
Okay, my first is on the quarterback. Ooh, is that yours? Okay.
No, mine has nothing to do with the quarterback, okay. Actually.
They have Patrick Mahomes over 2.5 touchdown passes at +130 right now on DK. I want Mahomes for 3 touchdowns. First of all, the football part of it, the Rams have the number 5 run defense DVOA in the NFL, 26 against the pass. Like I don't think you can really run against the Rams aren't good. You pointed this out a month ago. You're ahead of the curve. Congrats to you.
Thank you.
But they can still stop the run. They're 5th in the NFL against the run. They are almost crazy with the Jalen Ramsey defense. They're a pass funnel in that secondary. So I think their natural inclination is to throw anyway. So going up against a good run stout defense that allows passing yardage and passing plays downfield, Mahomes is going to want to throw. They are also number 2 are the Rams in red zone defense allowed in terms of touchdowns, which means you have to throw against them. You get a lot of 2nd and 3rd downs in the red zone, Shime.
Yep.
And so they can't rely on Pacheco and McKinnon and whatever the running back's going to shove out. Ronald Jones going to play in this game for Kansas City. They may blow out the Rams, but it's going to be through Mahomes. So I want Mahomes over 2.5 touchdowns at +130. That's the whole football pick. Here's the narrative pick. He wants the MVP. He wants 50 touchdowns.
100%.
He wants the Manning passing yardage. So he gets to do it in a showcase game, 4:00 on Sunday, national TV against the defending champs in a big spot. I think they have a massive game. I want him over 2.5 touchdowns at plus money on
Sunday. And my pick is actually tied into this because you mentioned the Rams are horrible against the pass. They're really good against the run. I don't understand this number, and that's why I'm going to take it. Give me the under 64.5 rushing yards for Isaiah Pacheco. Why is that number? I understand CEH isn't playing. That number should be in the 40s. That yeah. number should not be in the 60s.
Too high.
So I'm going to take that number under 64 and a half all day.
And the one other one I had in this game is tied to Mahomes. So Juju's back in this game, but it's yep. going to be no Mecole Hardman. He can't go in this game. So it's a limited like passing tree, I think. I guess Kelsey. I think it's Juju. And look, I'm going to lose money on this because I bet him to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. But this is Sky Moore week. This okay. is Sky Moore week.
Okay.
Receiving total is 20 and a half. Last week was Justin Watson. Now it's Sky Moore's turn. Give me over 20 and a half receiving yards minus 115 on Sky Moore. I'm going to play stacks with Mahomes and Sky Moore and Travis Kelce this week in Daily Fantasy. I am chasing a little bit here. So full disclosure, I'm chasing Offensive Rookie of the Year. But 20 and a half is too low. This is his spot as the slot guy, gadget guy against the Rams. He can't run against the Rams, got to pass. Sky Moore over 20 and a half receiving yards.
Yeah, I think that's a fair play. I'm going to go to a game. You're all set with Chiefs and Rams.
Yep, right? I have one more listed officially, and then we can talk about any of the ones you got here.
Perfect. I'm going to go to a game that you've already talked about a little bit because, as you said, Sam Darnold stinks. The yes. Denver defense is one of the best in the league at fewest passing yards allowed to opposing quarterbacks. Therefore, I will be taking the under 184 and a half on Sam Darnold's passing yards in this game. Low scoring
Love
game,
it. Love it.
Ugly game. Denver should win. Sam Darnold stinks. Give me the under 184 passing yards for Sam Darnold.
Mine goes to a game we talked about, that Cardinals Chargers game. So I know he's not listed on the injury report, but Kyler Murray's dealing with a hamstring injury.
Yep.
DK has his rushing prop right now at 30 and a half yards. I want the under. I think he's going to stay in the pocket. He's going to be afraid to run. Again, this is not one that I would go out of my way to like rush to bet because it's been bet down here. It's minus 130. Mm-hmm. So I like the over in that game, not enough to pick it as our top three, but I could see myself in a same game parlay, doing the over and including Kyler Murray's rushing total under even some alt line stuff. Cause I just don't think the hamstring pops up. He could be out for the game.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be quick to go to Colt McCoy. He's fine with that offense. And I don't think he's going to run. I think he's going to try to throw the football against his Chargers secondary, which they sort of invite that, as you were talking about. So I want the under on 30 and a half rushing yards for Kyler Murray on Sunday.
Yeah, I think that's a fair play. Banking on a hobbled Kyler Murray makes sense.
Yeah.
And there's a chance he gets more injured in the game and leaves anyway.
Yes.
And
yes. I'm not rooting for it.
Nope, but we're never rooting for injuries. But if it happens, you're not complaining.
It helps us. So
yes.
They'll have four, and then one more I want to talk to you about. So if you have any more, you can go ahead.
Yeah, so I got one more for you. It is a prop in another game we've talked about. It's my game, the Baltimore-Jacksonville game. I want the over 5.5 receptions for Mark Andrews. It's over 5.5 at plus 115. This is awesome value right now. I recommend getting on this before the value drops. This should get down to like minus 110, minus 115, even maybe minus 120 by tomorrow would be my assumption. Because when Mark Andrews is healthy, he just gets peppered with targets. No Rashad Bateman. This offense is bad passing the football without Mark Andrews. He is going to be the target of Lamar's every play, basically. Anytime Lamar drops back, his first read is going to be Mark Andrews. I want the over 5.5 receptions in this game.
Yeah, I hope he's gonna have a big game. He's gonna have a huge game. I hope he does. We got a lot of Mark Andrews involved, and he's their most talented guy.
Yeah.
One more, the Cincinnati-Tennessee game.
Yeah. So
Mixon's not gonna play. Well, Mixon's not gonna play. So it's P. Ryan, Evans, and I'm not even sure who the third guy would be.
I think it's just Joe
Burrow wants to throw any. DK's total right now is 36 and a half passing attempts for Burrow. Is he gonna throw the ball a ton against Tennessee? I just thought I assumed that'd be closer to 40. I think I want the over in Joe Burrow pass attempts against Tennessee, who I think has been good against the run this year.
So yes, the Tennessee is the number two defense against the run this year. Yeah. They are fantastic.
Burrow's gonna check it.
So the only thing I have for you is so even if Burrow needs to throw the football, I don't know if he can get to that attempts number just because if Tennessee has the football, they're gonna sit on it. It's going to be a Derrick Henry game all day. It's going to be a Tennessee, let's kill the clock, slop it up, make this a close game.
So the time of possession limits the amount of time Burrow can.
Yeah, so I mean, even look at last week, right? So Burrow only had 39 pass attempts in a 37-30 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, it's just hard for me to imagine a game that Tennessee isn't bleeding clock as much as they physically can. And so that makes it difficult for me to want to invest in Burrow passing props from that angle.
Yeah, I wonder if Mixon being healthy for the first half of the game before the concussion changes it. Now they have P. Ryan and Evans. It was the one I had a question mark next. I wanted to ask you. I'm not committing to that, but it does feel like they want you to pass on Tennessee.
They definitely want you to pass on Tennessee, but at the same time, Tennessee is really hard for me to gauge right now because they want to play that slow or the bleeding clock kind of game where it's just murky and gross. It's really hard to handicap those games because I think I always want to bet on Mike Vrabel as an underdog. I wanted to take Tennessee in this game, but just knowing how good Joe Burrow has been, I can't. And so it's like, for me, this was just a total stay away game.
I would like this more, by the way, if Jamar Chase plays.
Yes, that's fair. If Jamar Chase plays, I mean, that definitely helps, but I'm staying away from this game completely. I just want to sit and watch it.
All right, Shime Time. Anything else for the people? Any other bets you want to fire here on Saturday, Sunday, into Monday? We'll talk in Monday, recap the entire thing.
No, enjoy your leftover turkey sandwiches or whatever you're doing this weekend, your beers that you have in the fridge still.
You're watching on Twitch or on Twitter. I got the Holiday Crew shirt on. Today, in our house, is my wife's tradition. Saturday after Thanksgiving, we go and cut down the Christmas tree.
Oh, heck yeah. There you go.
I'm going from this to Christmas tree Saturday. So we all have special shirts on. So that's what we're doing today. What do you got planned? Any good?
I told my girlfriend I have been doing nothing but moving around, working, going to Vegas, just working my ass off for 2 weeks. I am sitting on my ass. I'm playing video games. I'm relaxing all day today. That's my plan.
Pokemon? Is that the game?
A little Pokemon, a little Valorant. Might even mix in some Fall Guys.
Wow. That's a day.
It's going to be a good day. I got a bunch of Treehouse beer in the fridge. I am Mud. I'm in great shape.
Honey, I've been going to Vegas too much. I gotta do nothing today. I gotta sit around.
No, we've just been constantly in motion, whether it's going to Thanksgiving.
Oh, that movement, that tricky movement you have to do.
It's just been, you know, a lot of time with family, a lot of working. You know, it's been stressful, Mutt. So today is my day of relaxation and rest.
All right, well, enjoy it. Keep me updated. I'm going to play some college football, Texas A&M, Miami, for our guy bomber, Brad.
Hell yeah.
I wish you a great week 12 tomorrow. Everyone out there betting, let us know what you like on Twitter, BetQL Boston. Subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Anything else, people, Chris Shock?
Just shout out to all the people watching on Twitch or on Twitter. We thank you very much. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to try and do this every single Saturday, so make sure to set your calendars to 10:30, 11 o'clock every Saturday morning. Come hang out with me and Mutt as we give our picks.
All right. Christmas tree time, buddy. Good luck today. We'll talk to you.
Have fun, Mutt. I'll see you.
Bye.
Bye.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.